Hi, I'm Kendra Corman, the host of Imperfect Marketing. If you're a solopreneur, small business owner, or marketer, you know marketing is far from a perfect science. And that's why this podcast is called Imperfect Marketing. Here you will hear from marketing experts and successful business owners about their marketing tips and, of course, their lessons learned along the way. Hello, and welcome back to another Imperfect Marketing Brief with me, your host, Kendra Corman. So everybody says that you should start with strategy, but 90% of people jump straight to tactics. So what's the difference between strategy and tactics? Well, I think the big difference is that you need to let your strategy guide your tactics. If your strategy is to improve your performance on social media, then your tactics are what will deliver on that strategy. It might be determining your social media channels, your content pillars, how often you'll post, etc. Now, your goals are part of your strategy, and the rest is how you're planning to achieve them. That is really what your strategy is. Your tactics are the projects and initiatives that you're going to do to achieve that strategy and those goals. So let's just say you're going to do three physical direct mail pieces a year or write handwritten thank you notes five times a week. Those are tactics. Growing your business by increasing sales from existing customers, that's a strategy. So what's your strategy? Where are you heading and how are you planning to get there? After you decide that, you can decide how many social media channels you'll be on and how many times a week you're going to be posting and what your content pillars are. So where do you start to define a strategy? Let's start with your vision and where you want to be. What do you want to do? If you need a way to think about this, I am a huge fan of Simon Sinek and his Golden Circle. If you don't know what I'm talking about, be sure to check out the show notes for that video link. It is pretty awesome. Now, I want you to think about this vision, where you want to be and what you want to do. This should be long-term. It can be big. It's where you want to get in 3 or 5 years, not by December of this year. What is fueling you? I personally love making an impact. If I'm not making an impact for clients, I get easily frustrated. I want to help small businesses and solopreneurs who work in high-touch service businesses grow through focused marketing efforts. And I want to help them grow. And that's the impact I bring and make. Now, I love helping someone develop a strategy, giving them a foundation, and building a plan that they can execute. So how do I do it, and what do I do? Well, this podcast is one way I help. Then, to get people on my email list, I regularly offer a freebie or downloadable that you can find in the show notes. Hint, hint, let's define your target audience by using my freebie that's linked in the show notes, or you can just visit kendracorman.com/target audience. That's just an example of how I work things in and tie them together. Once people are on my list, I can give them a lot of value, and then a few times a year, offer a way to work with me. It's a small price to pay for the free information I provide. You put up with my sales messages a couple times a year, because I do have a mortgage to pay. I also work heavily on a referral basis, so getting referrals by working hard and making my clients happy means a lot to me and my business. I also use Facebook ads to grow my business and increase my email list, since that's the number one way that people build a know, like, and trust factor with me, even if they were a referral first. So what do you do? How do you increase your relationships with your target audience so you can grow? What's your strategy and what are the tactics or the steps that are going to get you there? That's the ultimate question that you need to be asking yourself. So when I was talking about the tactics of building my plan, the podcast is a tactic. My downloadables are a tactic. My email marketing is a tactic. Going to referral meetings are a tactic. How many pieces of business I'm going to get out of my referral network, that's a goal. That's a strategy, is using referrals to grow my business, using my email list to grow my business. Now we're talking about getting reach and quality, quality defined potential sales. That's what makes a difference. So good luck. I hope you have some good luck creating your strategy and understand a little bit more about the difference between strategy and tactics. Again, long-term vision equals strategy, and the small steps that you're going to take to get to achieve those goals and that strategy, those are the tactics that are going to get you there. If you have any questions, as always, you can reach out to me at support@kendracorman.com. I look forward to hearing from you. Thanks and have a great day. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Imperfect Marketing. Be sure to subscribe and visit kendracorman.com/imperfectmarketing to view the show notes of all my podcast episodes. See you next week, same time, same place.